Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, we continue. Welcome to the part two of identity, and the subject is You Are God's Masterpiece. In the previous part, we talked about identity, and in this part, we are going to talk about pretending. We can grab the Bible and open it. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 10. But God is very good and kind. He loved us very much. Because of our sins, we were dead in our spirits. But God gave us a new life because we are united with Christ. Yes, God has saved you because He is so kind. Also, God raised us up with Christ, so that we now sit with Christ in heaven. God has done this for us because we are united with Christ Jesus. He wanted to show for all future time how very kind He is. He has helped us so much because of what Christ Jesus has done. When you believe in Christ, Jesus, God saved you. Because He is very kind, you could not save yourselves, but this that is God's gift to you. He has not saved us as a result of any good things that you have done. So nobody has any reason to be proud about it. It is God who has worked in us to make us what we are. He has given us a new life because we are united with Christ Jesus. He saved us so that now we can do good things in our lives. Those are good things that He has already prepared us to do. Hallelujah. Amen. What we get from these verses, that is God saves us because He is Creator. He has created us as His image. He loved us and cares about us. He has given us authority to think and take decisions. God will that we support and help and save each other. He will us be as Him to love, respect, support, and care about each other. He watches over us and helps us when we are in trouble. Satan and his demons try their best to divide us from God and Jesus. They will that we defeat God and Jesus will that we defeat Satan and his demons. And us and they will ask them for support and help. We hear people complain, God and Jesus, telling why God and Jesus doesn't punish those bad people, why they don't kill them, why God and Jesus let bad things happen in this world. These voices are unnecessary because God and Jesus are love, faithful, and forgiving. They are not the God of revenge or punishment or hate. They will that when we see lost people, we should care about them and bring them to the right path. God and Jesus will that we carry the cross and the light and save as many as possible and bring them to the right path and into the light and leave the rest in the hand of God and Jesus. If God was punished, He had punished Adam and Eve in the beginning. God could kill Adam and Eve and create another two, but God is love and forgiver, and instead God let Adam and Eve and the rest of their ascendants or generation fight against Satan. God and Jesus learn us how to defeat bad doers. They will that we help bad doers to bring them to the light and save them, and convince them and approve their mistake. Some accept, some doesn't, and continue with their sinful life. So far, God has sent prophets, apostles, and good people to save us from Satan and his demons. God cares about us and loves us, and he has learned us how to defeat bad doers. God is love and forgiver and faithful. Therefore, God will us be as him. He sent us his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from slavery and give us a peaceful and sin-free life. God will everybody join Jesus because Jesus loves the God and he loves us human, and he knows how to restore us to the kingdom of God. Jesus is Savior, and he will that we invite everybody in his imperium. Jesus will us as the same way we have felt love, respect, freedom, success, and protection. We must invite the other to feel the same. This is our Christian identity. Jesus will that we Christians cooperate with each other and help each other. Jesus will that we attend in missions and bring another people in the world to cross family. But there is a but. Some pretend that they know everything, while they will find our blessings and our ability and action to destroy us. We must have close and pure relationship with Jesus, so we hear Jesus' warning about such a people. We can ask Jesus to help such a people and bring them to the light and Jesus' imperium. If so, then we start our duty. Jesus doesn't like liars because they lie to themselves first. They forget what they have said, and after a short time, they become exposed and everybody leaves them. Most of them continue to lie by showing us glamour and material love to bring us to their darkness. They make fool of people and draw people to their sinful life and give them stuff to bring them to the darkness. When they are successful, they leave those people with a lot of problems they caused for them. But when we act to reach the eternal life, we are successful, and God and Jesus become happy and let us be leader and save as many as possible. This kind of identity is a good one. Do not forget that God and Jesus watch over us to see how we consume their gifts to us. If we share with poor, then God and Jesus give us more, and when we share to more poor, then God and Jesus make a beautiful symbol and put it in our place in the heaven because of your beautiful identity. You must have patience, and you should trust God and Jesus' timing, and they give you gifts in certain time. God and Jesus will us deny slavery and fight against slavery. Let your actions save as many as possible. Sometimes you have peaceful solutions over situation, but we know that we haven't enough ability. Then talk with God and Jesus and ask for help. Then Jesus and God guide us to correct person, so you can invite them to the peaceful action. Then you cause an identity for them and cooperate together to a successful result. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Jesus and God, watching over us and save us, and let us save as many as possible in this world. Learn us to protect our faith and belief protect our faith and belief and keep it untouchable, and let us grow with your words. Hallelujah. Amen. Go in peace and happiness. Amen. See you in the next part.